This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here in a nutshell is what happened on Wall Street today. The NASDAQ broke. The second biggest stock exchange in this country just stopped for 3 hours. No buying, no selling, no nothing. Heidi Moore from the Guardian newspaper is with us to explain. Hey, Heidi.
Hey, Kai.
So what the heck? The whole NASDAQ shut down?
Not just the NASDAQ. It was a broad market outage, and it was a software glitch. I mean, not dissimilar to the one that you get when your computer refuses to cooperate with you, except on a much larger scale. The NASDAQ has software that publishes the stock prices of all the companies that are listed on the exchange. And these are really big companies, Apple, Facebook, Intel, that kind of thing. And so that software went down, and that meant that over 2,000 stocks and options couldn't have their quotes published, their stock prices published. And that meant that not only was the NASDAQ halted, but you couldn't buy Apple stock on the New York Stock Exchange or anywhere else. By some estimates, that's $5.7 trillion of money just stopped in its tracks.
Do we know why? Do we know what the technical glitch was?
We don't know the entirety of it. All we know is that something happened with the software. And of course, we know from previous glitches like this, like the flash crash in 2010, that investigations can go on and we can never find out.
This has been a tough week for flash crashes and glitches, right? You had the Goldman Sachs thing earlier, and then a year ago, there was a company that basically went bust because of this. I mean, it's not good news.
It's not good news. And it's really made people think about regulation, right? A lot of these exchanges don't have backup systems. I mean, with the NASDAQ, you'd expect that, fine, maybe your software goes down, but you have a backup like we all do or should. But they don't have that. So there's regulation that's proposed right now that would force them to submit to an audit by regulators. The regulators would walk around the back offices and see, you know, is your technology in order? Do you have good backups? Mm-hmm. Can the market depend on you? And I think that's going to become a really important factor in the coming weeks and months. This might be the straw that broke the camel's back for regulation of the market.
Yeah. Do you actually believe that?
I hope it. Yeah. I hope it fervently. And I guess that's all we can ever do.
If I had a buy order in today for 100 shares of Apple and at that instant the NASDAQ went zzz, what happened to my order?
The NASDAQ has no pity for you. So sometimes they cancel their orders and they do that automatically from their end. But in this case, they're saying you are going to have to call your broker and cancel it yourself before trading starts again.
That's insane. There are bajillions of orders out there.
Well, you know, you should be attentive. But yes, it's a huge pain in the neck.
Where do we go from here? I mean, do we think it's going to be back to normal tomorrow? Can you trust the markets anymore? This is just a whole kettle of fish.
Yeah. I mean, it builds on a lot of, eroding confidence in market stability. If you have your 401k in the market or if you have a million shares of Goldman Sachs stock, you're feeling equally nervous. You want to know that you aren't going to have these disruptions. And so far, nothing much has come out of these flash crashes, even though we've seen these glitches really increase as the technology has become advanced. So what we hope to see is that there might be more regulation, there might be more discussion of this topic leading to the exchanges to take better care of their technology and evaluate themselves. The worst possible outcome, of course, is that we move past it, trading starts again, and we forgot it ever happened, like with the Goldman Sachs thing this week.
Heidi Moore from The Guardian, also every now and then from our weekly wrap on Fridays. Heidi, thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Kai.